Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, the Healthy Hormone Club, for supporting today's episode. The Healthy Hormone Club provides accessible, affordable, safe, and holistic bioidentical hormone replacement therapy to women in menopause and perimenopause. They are on a mission to end the stigma, suffering, and silence around menopause and provide hassle-free, personalized care. If you're experiencing hot flashes, mood swings, hormonal weight gain, or just not feeling like yourself, then you're in for a treat because they have something special to share with you. Try not to miss their upcoming Hormone Restoration Masterclass, What Every Woman Must Know About Hormone Restoration, featuring the expertise of Dr. Michelle Sands, a board-certified naturopathic physician and renowned menopause expert. Trust me, this is a game changer. It's completely free. During this masterclass, you'll learn how to restore your hormones and put an end to those frustrating symptoms without ever setting foot in a doctor's office or disrupting your daily routine. Sound amazing, right? Here's a sneak peek of what you can expect in this masterclass. Dr. Sands will dive deep into the reasons why many doctors are hesitant to prescribe hormone restoration and what they might not be telling you about your hormones. You'll discover the huge difference between synthetic hormone replacement therapy, that is HRT, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is BHRT. Plus, you'll learn how to get a custom hormone balancing prescription tailored specifically to your needs, helping you reverse aging, boost energy, and say goodbye to perimenopause and menopause symptoms for good. To claim your spot in this highly anticipated masterclass, simply go to www.freehormonesclass.com/dailymotivations. Don't worry if you can't find a time that works for you. Just select the next available slot, and a replay will be sent to you after the class ends. It's that easy. Trust me, ladies, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Imagine reclaiming your energy, vitality, and overall well-being. It's time to take control of your hormonal health and start feeling like yourself again. So head over to www.freehormonesclass.com/dailymotivations and secure your spot in the next Hormone Restoration Masterclass today. Thank you again to our sponsor, the Healthy Hormone Club, for bringing this incredible opportunity to our listeners. Remember, ladies, you deserve to thrive during perimenopause and menopause. Let's embrace this journey together and unlock the power of hormone restoration. Their website is in the show note below. Thank you.
Is today the day where you make excuses, or is today the day you make a decision?
Don't tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me you got it done.
The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
You got a job to do. It's time for you to get it done.
You are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done.
We can't keep on running from life. We can't keep running from the things that we're afraid of, but we've got to push past that and tell ourselves something different.
When you fail, your feelings give you excuses. Your mind makes you more resilient.
And we're waiting for these perfect conditions, and we keep thinking that perfect is coming tomorrow. Perfect doesn't come to you. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible.
What are you most passionate about doing in life? What sets you on fire on the inside? What can you not get enough of?
There is no passion to be found in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living.
You've got to be able to push past that idea of, I don't really know if I'm prepared for this, and go for it.
Don't accept things just as they are. Don't follow the crowd.
Don't tell me what you gonna do. Tell me you got it done.
Every day, there is always an opportunity to build, to create, to advance, to make progress. And you're either moving forwards or you're going backwards.
And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today?
I think most people watching this, listening, will say, I am behind on achieving my destiny. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I feel like it's slipping. I feel like I'm behind.
Everybody wants to win, but in order to know how to win, you got to know how to lose, because you're going to lose more than you're going to win.
What's the greatest thing that you will ever do? Just get started.
See, not only do you owe yourself, but you told your mama you were finished. You told your daddy you were finished. You told your brother you were finished. You told your sister you were finished. So therefore, it's up to you to never diminish the value of your word.
The moment you are no longer willing to tolerate where you are, everything changes. Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Are you doing what you are capable of doing? Don't settle for nothing less than your best.
Even if you have to take a break, just don't stop.
I need you to live every day like there's no tomorrow.
It's possible that you're just one decision away from your breakthrough. The sacrifice, like there is no tomorrow.
There is no passion to be found in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. So my question for you is, what are you waiting for? Live like there's no tomorrow.
And we're waiting for these perfect conditions, and we keep thinking that perfect is coming tomorrow. Perfect doesn't come to you. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it right now. I don't feel like thinking again. I don't feel like writing it down again. I don't feel like reading it again. I don't want to talk about it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. If you wait until you're ready, you might be waiting the rest of your life. No more tomorrows. No more excuses. No more I can't because. No more I'm too tired. No more it's too hard. No more I'm not good enough.
In spite of everything that is happening in your life right now, you are still here. And that means that you have another opportunity to create the life you desire.
And so it doesn't matter how slow you're going, as long as you're going, just get started. I have to execute. I have to give it everything I have. Like I know there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
If you hear my voice, turn the TV off. Get up. Put that pen to paper and start executing. Wallowing in misery? Saying it's not the perfect time? Saying you're not ready yet? Not believing in you?
Stop waiting to feel like it.
Everyone has the same amount of hours in a day, but some people waste their time while others maximize their time.
Even if you have to take a break, just don't stop.
Someday I'll do this, someday I'll do that. Well, that day is today. No more tomorrows.
This is my only opportunity.
We have today. It's never too late to be what you might have been.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips,
and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Don't put your future into someone else's hands.
You're not going to feel the process all the time. You're not going to see it. Some days you're not going to want to write about it. You're not going to want to talk about it. You're not going to want to think about it. You're going to have migraines thinking about the sacrifices that are required to get to this next level. But just don't stop.
What if today was the day that success had your name written on it? Procrastination is the thief of destination.
Today, I want to remind you that you are not average. I want to remind you that you have what it takes. All you have right now is today. So give it your all. You've got this.
You miss the energy. There are no more tomorrows. And you have to live like today is the last day that you have a chance to achieve the things that you want to achieve. Today, not tomorrow. Stop looking back at what happened yesterday. Don't let that deter you. No fear, no doubt, no reservation. See, success is reserved for you. So what's your hesitation?
So if you've been doubting yourself, stop. If you've been doubting your abilities, stop. If you've been putting yourself down, stop. Because doubt is the enemy of progress.
You can get to a place in your life where you are so tired that you can hardly move. And they said if you look up, you can get up. And you can be so fragmented, so beat up, that you can't even open your eyes. And so every opportunity that comes, every person that comes, every wind of change that blows, your response is, I'll do it tomorrow. Man, I'll do it tomorrow. It can wait, it can wait. And that's because we've lost the urgency.
See, tomorrow is promised to no one. But you already knew that. This is your life. I need you to own it. It's got to start right now, this very moment.
You got to be willing to put in the work when you feel like it. And you've got to be willing to put in the work when you don't feel like it. You've got to be willing to show up when you feel confident. And you've got to be willing to show up when you're feeling uncertain.
My future ain't at the game. My future ain't at the mall. My future is in me, giving every ounce of my soul, every ounce of my being, everything I got. No more tomorrows. Give everything you got today. There is absolutely no tomorrow. That needs to be your new mindset. That needs to be your new mantra. I need you to get it through your thick skull. No one knows what will happen tomorrow. But today you have to achieve more than you did yesterday.
So take action today. Go after your dreams today. Get out of your comfort zone today.
Come on, you gotta stop overthinking. Like you're thinking this thing, you're thinking yourself out of it. And you're negotiating your path out of this obligation, this opportunity, this moment in time where you could really become something, really accomplish something. We've got to get to the place where we have non-negotiables. Like, yo, I'm not negotiating myself out of this. This is not a conversation I'm available for. I'm not going to keep thinking myself out of destiny, out of purpose, out of connection. I don't have time. I'm completely unavailable. You've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect, rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down at. We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. And if these things are going to happen, we've got to stop habitually gravitating to excuse.
Your promotion and your next level is about you getting to this war, getting to this battle and winning. Here's the reality. I don't believe in getting bullied. I believe in altercations. And so let me tell you something. Is trouble coming your way? A fight coming your way and you're running from your fight? You just ran from your life and you just ran from your future. I've been fighting my whole life. And let me tell you something. We're going to battle, baby. And I want you to do the same thing. Because when you get victory, you'll raise your arms up like the champ. When you come over depression, you raise your arms like a champ. When you overcome bankruptcy, you raise your arms like a champ. When you come over divorce, raise your arms in victory. I love Muhammad Ali because he did it with charisma. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, man, rumble. Let me tell you something. You got to be ready to fight because your life is all about fights. Here's the reality. Life can be messy, but you got to clean it up. And you better learn how to fight.
When will you see your purpose bigger than your excuse? I don't know your name. But I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not a I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 jobs. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. And stop comparing yourself to everybody else. We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pooled over us, covering up the underlining issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. The truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid that if we give our best, the best isn't good enough. We're afraid because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We're afraid that we won't be seen. We're afraid that people will change if we evolve. We're afraid that maybe we'll lose our friends if we began to shift our thinking. And the truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop?
Is today the day where you make excuses? Or is today the day you make a decision? Is today the day you get distracted? Or is today the day you get laser focused and do great work? It's today the day you get stressed, doubt yourself, you feel anxiety, frustration, anger. Or is today the day you dominate your day by taking control? The easiest choice to make is to go down the road most traveled. The challenging choice to make is to tread a new path. The question is, are you ready to go down the path to your greatness? Every day, there is always an opportunity to build, to create, to advance, to make progress. And you're either moving forwards or you're going backwards. If you want to make breakthroughs and move through the resistance that you're probably always going to have, but moving through it in a way that you make progress, you become more. It's now time for you to listen to your future self. A great life, it doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. So every day where you feel that resistance and you have the thoughts of, I could do it later, recognize that within that moment, you have the ability to use the power to take action. The challenge is to just get started. Not now, but right now. So today, look at all the things that you could do and ask yourself, do you want to win? You see, to win is to know what's important now. Say it with me, bring it on. Bring on the resistance. Bring on the challenge. And allow yourself to have the feeling of elation when you've got started and you've done something that you said that you were going to do. And the more you do this, the better you will feel, the more adept and the stronger you will become at moving through the resistance that we all face. What's the greatest thing that you will ever do? Just get started. You see, how you do anything is how you do everything. And the fact is, it all comes down to one thing. That one thing is choice. And what's the easiest choice to make? Well, the easiest choice to make is to choose what you've chosen before. And if you always do what you've always done, then you'll always get what you've always got. Ultimately, your attention is your superpower. Your attention to focus on now what needs to be done. And this is the difference between success and failure. If life was a garden, then what sort of state is the garden of your life in? Because the natural state of the garden is decay. And if you don't look after the garden, then you know what happens, right? It gets out of control. You have weeds, and then there can be a lot of work to do. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now, but I would say it's not now. It's right now. It's really all about just playing the game of life and making progress. And maybe now it's time to wake up and realize the ultimate choice. The choice of who are you listening to? And I don't mean my voice, I mean the voices in your head. And I actually said the voices, because maybe there's more than one. When you woke up this morning, these voices started. Did you hear that voice that said, stay here. It's lovely. It's warm. It's comfortable. Or did you hear that other voice that said, hey, come on, let's get up. Let's go. Which one are you listening to?
Building self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises you make to yourself. And if you lack self-confidence, you've got a relationship and reputation with yourself that's not very favorable. But in life, as you know, we don't get like our goal. We get about 25% of our goals. But we ultimately always get our standards. Long term, you will get your standards. So the question becomes, what's the standard need to be then? And that standard needs to be, you keep the promises you make to yourself and one more. So if you're gonna do 30 minutes on the treadmill every day, you don't do 30 minutes. You do the 30 minutes, you do one more. You're gonna make 10 contacts in a day. You don't make 10 contacts in a day. You do the 10 contacts and you make one more. So you start stacking up mathematically all of these one mores. You've just done more, so you're better. But you've changed the standard of your life. And you've built this superhuman type self-confidence that I not only do what I say I'm going to do, I do one more than I'm saying I'm going to do. And that's something almost nobody's willing to do. So I'm going to get things almost nobody's going to get. So that's one thing initially everybody can do. This is something that if we could train ourselves to do, our entire lives would change, which is that do the inconvenient or difficult thing in your day or in your life. Human nature is to avoid that. You call it being lazy, but it's just to avoid the inconvenient. Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich, which I love, he says, on the other type of temporary pain, you are introduced to your other self, and that other self produces another life. So what we have to change, I think, to some extent, is our relationship with pain. I'm willing to pursue pain. I'm willing to pursue discomfort and do the inconvenient thing, because on the other side of that, I have extended my capacity. I've literally changed who I am by getting on the other side of that. When you find a family or a person that's happy and successful, or either one, somewhere back in their lineage, they weren't. That family wasn't. And then the one shows up. The one. And that one changes that family forever. It changes the way they live, the way the world treats them, the way they think. They're the Neo. They're the one in their family. And in my family, I'm the one. I'm the one. I didn't like it. I didn't hope for it. I fought for it. And if you're listening to this or watching it, why don't you consider the fact that potentially maybe you're the one? And the fact that you don't think you are, or that you're not qualified to be the one, or don't have the background or the skills or the confidence, probably makes you the one, because that was me. So if you're listening to this or watching it, stop discounting yourself. Stop carrying these bags of your life of the things you're embarrassed or ashamed of, or that you think are insignificant, that don't amount to anything. Those are the things, you, precious you, that could change another precious human being's life in a moment where they need you the most. And if you don't believe you're qualified, if you don't believe you can do it, you're gonna miss those moments in your life. And your entire existence here wasn't what it was supposed to be. I was with Kobe the week before he passed away. I wonder if someone would have whispered, Kobe, when he got in the car today, 6 more days. How would that week maybe have been different for him? What would he have said? Who would he have loved? Who would he have reached out to? What would have mattered to him? How about the Saturday before? Kobe, one more day. See, it hits us when I say that. And there's a whisper happening that you can't hear. We forget. We're gonna die. Napoleon Hill says, begin with the end in mind. What if you did that with your life? What if you began with the end of your life in mind and worked it backwards? See, when we begin to distill downs and we realize, yeah, there's a power to one more because they're not promised how many we have. And there's a power and there's a blessing that you get one more in your life. Have another day to change their life. They have another opportunity to do one more. They have another opportunity to make their family proud of them. They still have more time. They don't just have one more day probably to be the one in their family. Life is beautiful. It's precious. And sometimes we only have an appreciation for it in its absence. Sometimes we only have an appreciation for the power of the one mores or the people in our lives when we imagine their absence. And so I would just ask everybody to consider that.
Things that you say to yourself will define the person that you become. And too often we let our minds get away with too much. We let our minds get away with you're not enough. You suck. With you can't do that. With you're not enough for that. But here's the truth. There's another way. You don't need to listen to that voice in your head, and you have the opportunity to stand up for yourself. You have the opportunity to be the person that says, I'm not going to speak to to myself that way, I'm going to choose another story. Because the words that you put after I am will determine the kind of person that you become. And unconsciously, all of us tell ourselves that we are something that we're not. We tell ourselves all of these things that are made and designed to keep us safe and hold us back from doing the things that we want to do, because maybe they will result in failure. Maybe they'll result in us hurting ourselves. Maybe they'll result in being rejected. But here is the truth. We can't keep on running from life. We can't keep running from the things that we're afraid of. We can't keep running from the rejections. And I get that our brain is trying to keep us safe, but we've got to push past that and tell ourselves something different. We've got to push past that and say, I understand that you don't think I'm enough to handle this, but I'm going to try anyways. You've got to be able to push past that idea of, I don't really know if I'm prepared for this, and go for it. You've got to be the person that decided to say, I am good enough for this, as opposed to I feel like I'll fail. You have to be the person that decided to go for it, regardless of where you are, regardless of your level of confidence, regardless of how capable you feel to be able to get this done. You've got to tell yourself something different, because the words that you put after I am will determine who you become. So check what you are saying to yourself. Check the words that you're saying to yourself. Check the labels that you're putting on yourself. Check the person that you are putting on yourself, because so many people say, I am not made for that. I can't really do that. I'm not built that way. And we put all of these unconscious labels on ourselves that keep us from our full potential. There is a different way. It takes telling yourself that, hey, yeah, I am enough, that I can do that thing, that I am built for this, that I will say let's go even if I feel uncomfortable. You're so stupid. You can't stick to anything. You should just quit. I don't know why you keep trying. You're worthless. Why even bother? Now, if someone were to say this to a friend or family member in your life, what would you say? Would you stand up, say something, or stay silent? So my question is, why do you say that to you? See, it's so easy to jump to the place where we would stand up for the people in our lives, where we would say, hey, you can't say that. But when it comes to the voices that are in our own heads, we let them speak to us in a way that tears us down. We let those voices run free and say that you're not good enough and say that you can't do that thing. When the reality is, those voices keep us from doing the things that we want to do, but we don't stand up for ourselves. We've got to be able to let go of the stories that we tell in our heads and tell ourselves something new. That is the only way that we grow. That is the only way that we expand, because people are watching. There's people in your family, in your friend group. There is the way that you see yourself. People are watching to see how you show up, to see how you lean into challenges, to see how you attack your fear, to see how you actually show up to the things that try and hold you back. Because a lot of people let life define them, and a lot of people define life. A lot of people let their circumstances dictate what they're going to be able to do, and other people say, I understand the circumstances at play, but I'm going to choose a different direction, and I'm going to say I am made for this even before I think I am. I'm going to say I'm ready even before I feel like I am. It's the stories that we tell ourselves in our own head that will allow us to move forward. If you don't like where you are, move. You are not a tree. You are able to change your circumstances, but don't pretend like it's not going to take work. Don't pretend like it's not going to take effort, like it's not going to take every single part of you to be able to make this thing happen. The people that reach the goals that they have set for their lives are the ones that are willing to go beyond what is comfortable. It is the unreasonable that make things happen. It is the unreasonable that see things through. It is the unreasonable that live their dream. It's when people quit. It's when people say, that's too hard. It's when people say, that's not realistic. There's a select few group of people that push on. There's a select few group of people that say, yeah, maybe I'm uncomfortable. Maybe I'm afraid. Maybe I don't know if I'm enough to handle this, but I'm going to do it anyways. That is the game. That is what you are built for. That is what you are made to do. Do not let your fear dictate your result. Do not let your insecurities dictate where you end up. Decide where you want to go and commit to pushing through the insecurity, pushing through the fear, pushing through the lack of self-confidence, pushing through the awkwardness, pushing through the fear, and making it happen anyways.
People ask me all the time, what does it take to be happy? One word, progress. Progress equals happiness. If you keep growing, you're going to feel alive. And if you keep growing, you're going to have more to give. And when you're growing and giving is when life is magnificent. It doesn't matter how many statues, Oscars they give you, or Emmys, or how much money you have in the bank. We've all seen people have all those things, and I get the phone call because they're depressed. So it's really an inner game. And I think that's what's missing for us today. Everybody's focusing on the outside world, and hell, there's a lot of things in the outside world you'll never be able to control. You can influence, but you can't control it. This, your mind, your emotions, your body, you have 100% control over what you do with these things, and that's where the game is won. You win the inner game, then you win the outer game. But a lot of people spent their life trying to win the outer game, they won, and they're miserable. Most of us have been conditioned not to take a risk. It's like, okay, what am I gonna do with what life has brought me? Success is getting what you want. Fulfillment is living what you're made for. So to me, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And I'm just not willing to settle for a life without passion and aliveness. That's just like, there's so much to learn, there's so much to grow, there's so much to give, and I'm wired to grow and give. The mindset has to be destroy any limitation and move forward, move forward, move forward. There is a way, move forward. But if you're constantly growing and then taking what you learn, you're so excited about it, you share with other people and their life gets better, whether that be software you make or dresses you design. If you have those passions and you keep growing, there's no limit. It doesn't matter what happens in the short term with a pandemic or with a drop in the economy, or whatever the case may be. These are all temporary when you realize life is lived in decades, not in days. One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is, what's next is always better. If I make it so, it's my job to make it so. What I see is the one common denominator of people that are successful over a lifetime is the sustained hunger. Hunger is the number one factor. People need a new perspective, and you can't do it by just sitting and thinking. You gotta move your body, you gotta change your energy and your focus, because damn how smart you are, you're not gonna use all your ability. But if I get you into a higher state of being, mentally, emotionally, physically, then all of a sudden you start remembering who you are, and you start coming up with answers that you never even thought were possible before. Well, if you're a student of history, there is a cycle of history that is plain as day. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create great times. This is the cycle of history. 1,000 years of Roman history. Our thinking, our process is so affected by the way we're raised generationally. The experiences we go through. So let me give you an example of why we're having challenges today and why I'm more than hopeful. What gave humanity its greatest jump in its capacity was pattern recognition around seasons. Up until that time, we were hunter-gatherers, barely able to survive. It all depended on what was happening in the environment. We were dependent on the outside world. But once we understood the seasons, that planting in the springtime and then taking care of through the summer, boy, in the fall you can reap, and then there's gonna be winter, and you gotta hang on to this stuff so you can survive. Once we recognize that pattern, humanity transformed. Communities were created, eventually cities and countries and states, right? So think of it this way. There's also a pattern of your history as a human. 0 to 21, 19 to 2021 is a springtime where everything's easy. It's easy to grow. Growth happens. You don't have to do squat. Your body grows, life grows. And some of us had a more protected childhood, some of us had no protection. We had to step up and take care of things when we're 7 or 8 years old. But regardless, overall, it's a time in which people look out for you, you're taught things, you consume what you're taught. But once you come 19, 20, 21, roughly, and sometimes it's 16 for some people, 25 for others, but you get the picture, you enter a new season of life. You go to the summertime where you start testing and go, well, this is what I was taught, but do I really believe this shit? You know, this is what people say, but now I'm in a relationship, you know? And so all of this next 20 years is an explosive growth period if you work at it from 21 to 41. From 42 to 62 is a reaping time. If you planted really in the spring and you pushed hard through the summer, you're gonna reap. Now, if you didn't plant in the springtime, you're gonna weep in the season. You know, you're gonna be like, I don't have any money, I don't have any time, I don't know what to do, where am I going? But that's a season of power. That's when you really start to be able to lead companies, businesses, environments, and so forth. And again, some people get there earlier, some later, but overall, generationally, that's it. And then 63 to 83 is winter, and that winter time is a little different for somebody, right? Now that time is, maybe it's time, I'm an elder in the community, now it's time for me to mentor, to communicate. And if you're lucky, it goes 83 to, say, 103. Maybe you get an extended period of time where you enter the next springtime. So there's seasons that you gotta understand, because if you plant in the winter, I don't care how hard you work, you get no reward. If you bought a house, sounds wonderful, in 2007, normally great, 2007, probably not so great, you're probably just starting to do okay in the last 3 or 4 years, right? So there's a timing to things, there's a timing in your life. There's a lot of people now that no longer have a compelling future. They're starting to get into learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is when something is so bad over and over again, you start thinking the problem's permanent. No problem is permanent. Or you start thinking the problem's pervasive, because I haven't handled my finances, my whole world's over. Or because my relationship's bad, my whole world's over. Your life is bigger than that. Or all this is happening because there's something wrong with me. When you get to that point, you stop trying. We all define ourselves in certain ways. And most of us defined ourselves years ago, and we haven't done an update. And now you're in an environment where you're constantly told how bad it is, how terrible it is. So that stimulates the old part of the human brain, the fight or flight mechanism, the part of your brain that's always looking for what's wrong so you can hide from it, you know, or you can fight it, or you can freeze and hope it doesn't notice, or you can run from it. And so that part of our brain is never going to make you happy. It's an important part. There's no saber-toothed tiger for us to run from anymore or fight. But now we get that about, what are people saying about me online?
I told you, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. Every day, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so there's some days when I wake up. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. I looked at the clock and I said, look, between me and you, we got an agreement. It's 3 o'clock. It's 2:45 right now. Like, listen to me very closely. Technically, I have 15 minutes. Technically, I have 15 more minutes. I never told the world that I wake up at 2:45, ever. I say 3 o'clock, but when I looked at the clock said 2:45, and the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over here, it's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're gonna get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet that you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal? Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. What is it? What is that one thing that you're saying that I am going to get this thing done and I'm gonna make my dreams become a reality? So I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you not only to want to be a beast when you leave this place, huge favor. E.T. is asking you of one thing. When you leave this place, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode.
You got one life to live. It's time to get it done. Are you tired of just thinking about it? You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side. You're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong voices. You are subscribed to the wrong programs of thinking. And you stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting for the conditions to be perfect. They're never gonna be perfect. You're not gonna always feel like it. You're not gonna always see it. You're not gonna always have a resource. You're not gonna always have a handout. The question is, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want this?
Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to let go of some things? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you ready to be consistent? Are you tired of this version of yourself? The prize goes to the hardest worker in the room.
As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. You're not putting forth 120%. You're not all in. Let me tell you something. If you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're going to do, you're going to get to the next level. All right, so let's get started.
Stop waiting to feel it. At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done. If you can hear my voice, if you are tired of where you are, if you are tired of not hitting your targets, if you are tired of not being aimed and intentional and assertive and consistent, you have everything you need to get started. Stop waiting for the weather to change in your life. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for everybody to believe in you and cheer for you and affirm you.
Your dreams are phenomenal. In your dreams, your bank account is phenomenal. The life that you have for yourself is phenomenal. The things that you do, the way that you live, what you have is phenomenal. But you as an individual, you're average. And what I'm challenging you to do is to go from average to good, from good to great, and from great to phenomenal.
Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place and I got stuff to do. I've got assignments to finish. I've got a destiny to fulfill. I am sick and tired. I'm no longer willing to tolerate this place of misery and pain.
Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.